Present day. Xena. Why did you come here, Xena Washington? The same question keeps bouncing through my mind. I could be home in my pajamas, snuggled into the couch with a smutty romance. But no, I had to come. And for what? To feel the burden of my solitude even more? Rub salt over my poor, wounded heart? I'm such a moron. I came for the same reason I never miss any of these events. Because of him. It's always because of him. He's the man I subconsciously look for in a crowd anywhere I am in the world. The voice I listen for. The scent I crave from the depths of my soul. The missing piece in my life I never even really had. I'm hiding in this 5-star hotel bar instead of hanging out with my friends in the reception hall where our college reunion is being held. Pathetic. I take a sip of my drink, trying to find the courage to rejoin the party. I swirl the liquid in the thick glass, not paying attention to anything around me. Hi. A deep voice rumbles from across the bar. I sit up straighter. That voice? Could it be? No, it's never him. Anywhere, anytime. Just stupid ghosts escaped from my memories mocking me. As if I could remember a voice I heard 15 years ago for one night. I sigh deeply before responding without raising my gaze. Hi. Rough night, the barman pushes. I close my eyes, shaking my head. Fuck, my brain is really playing tricks on me. No one ever sounded this much like Mateo. Maybe I could take him up to my hotel room and keep him all night with the lights turned off, only allowing him to whisper naughty things in my ear. I let out a dejected chuckle before answering. You could say that. Want to tell me about it? The man asks, resting his hands flat on the wood in front of me. They're big, strong, masculine hands, with thick veins running under his beautiful olive skin, the backs covered in tattoos of flames. Intriguing. Dangerous. Manly. Fucking sexy. Matt didn't have tattoos on the backs of his hands. A sneaky voice whispers in my head. I sigh again. I'm here for the college reunion. He hums, signaling he's listening, encouraging me to keep going. But instead of hanging out with my friends, I'm hiding here like a coward.